A lot of people's beach vacations this year have been disturbed by sharks, or at least the idea of sharks. Summer began with a harrowing attack on a young boy near Pensacola, Florida. Since then, there have been other incidents in the Gulf, and two American tourists in the Bahamas have been bitten by sharks in separate attacks. Writer Michael Capuzzo's new book is about a notorious series of shark encounters in New Jersey before 1920. He sent these thoughts on why sharks continue to haunt us.
Elasmophobia, the fear of sharks, has reached heights, or perhaps depths, unmatched since the summer before America entered World War I. In 1916, a rogue great white shark killed four people on the Jersey shore in 12 days. Woodrow Wilson dispatched the Coast Guard to eradicate all the sharks on the East Coast. That great white was the role model for Peter Benchley's monster in 1975, when Jaws scared many of us out of the water for good. Modern shark biologists despair of these ancient and irrational fears. They point out that we are 30 times more likely to be hit by lightning and far more likely to be bitten by a human being than by a shark. In the collision of shark and human, they kill only 10 or 12 of us each year worldwide, and we kill 100 million of them. But it is plainly evident why Americans are so afraid of sharks. We like it that way. Elasmophobia is embedded in our dreams and nightmares, and woe to the man or woman who tries to dislodge it. Audiences grow hostile when I try to reassure them it is overwhelmingly safe to swim in the ocean. When I point out that the 1916 case, in which a white shark deliberately hunted human flesh, is almost unprecedented in world history, and that Jaws is fiction. But it could happen again, a white-haired woman fairly shouted at me in Vero Beach, Florida. As E.O. Wilson famously said, we love our monsters. Fear breeds alertness, alertness, survival. Studies show that the dread of being devoured by a sea monster is one of the most common fears shared even by people who live thousands of miles from the ocean. Psychologists tell us the shark is a metaphor. Everyone has a predator in their life, thus the fascination with great whites, serial killers, and horror fiction. Scholars as far back as Linnaeus believed that the great fish that swallowed Jonah was not a sperm whale, but a great white shark. We are in debt to the Old Testament prophets then, as well as Peter Benchley, for our oldest and most compelling story of transformation, emerging reborn from the belly of the beast. As a metaphor for personal growth, Carl Jung might have put it this way, summoned or not, the shark comes. So maybe it's best to be alert this summer. As Roy Scheider warned the mayor of Amity in Jaws, it's happened before, the Jersey Beach, 1916.
The comments of Michael Capuzzo. His book on shark attacks is Close to Shore, A True Story of Terror in an Age of Innocence.